Thank you, baby. There you go. Time for the Straight from the Street Sports Report. Florida State's attorney has completed that investigation into the alleged sexual assault involving Florida State's QB Jameis Winston, who's also the leading candidate for the Heisman. Well, that press conference is scheduled for 2 p.m. today to announce his decision, and we do know Heisman ballots are due in Monday at 5 p.m. Mike Tomlin hit with the $100,000 fine for stepping on the field and interfering with the play last Thursday against the Ravens. Now, you know if the Ravens get caught up in the tiebreaker, it could also cost the Steelers a draft pick. But that means the league feels like I do. He did it on purpose. Whenever do you see a coach watching a live play backwards?
It doesn't happen.
Yeah, it does not happen. So, Mike Tomlin did apologize for that situation, but I don't think they have to worry about losing that draft pick. All right, Thursday night football, Texans at the Jags tonight. I like Houston to win that one. AR is trying to return for the Packers. Of course, the team 0-4-1 since his injury. Tell Aaron Rodgers to sit down and think about next season.
Yeah.
Hey, Patriots' Gerard Mayo, he's thinking beyond this season, launching his own brand of mayonnaise. Get it? Mayo.
Mayonnaise.
It's like a play off his name. It's a good idea.
How about all that?
In the NBA, Portland blazing 14-1 in their last 15 games. Listen, I was shocked when they beat the Pacers on Monday, but last night they thumped the Thunder, too. They are for real. Baller Larry Sanders get this sideline for the Bucks with that injured thumb. We now know why. The fight caught on tape from the nightclub. And if you see the video, he's the tall guy getting beat up by the other five dudes. Tell that man to get a crew, please. I mean, that was just sad. Battle of the Bums tonight. Knicks at the Nets in Brooklyn. Nets assistant Lawrence Frank hired an attorney, of course, after being reduced to just a report writer by Jason Kidd.
Crazy.
This is crazy because, you know, Frank and Kidd had a great relationship. They worked together forever. Well, the thing is, they're saying that right now, Lawrence Frank, he wants to basically be released out of this contract, get his paper. He's making $1 million a year for the first two seasons, and he'll make 1.65 after that.
He can't come to the games or the
can't
practice.
Sit on the sidelines anymore, can't be at the games, nothing. He said, yo, my attorney will get me out of this mess with my check. Former baller Keon Clark, chosen 13th overall in 1998, going to prison for 8 years. Dude struggled with alcohol his entire playing career. Told the AP he never played sober. He even used to have drinks during the half of a game. That is crazy. Get this. During his struggle with alcoholism, he's saying this year he flipped his car over after having too many beers. He pled guilty to a DUI charge, which is part of his charges, which is part of his sentence, I should say. And the rest is stemming from they found a gun in his house. And, of course, he's on parole. And that is, of course, against the rules. Sorry for Keon. Barry Bonds is selling his California mansion for $23.5 million. I would rather buy Jordans. And North Carolina knocked off Michigan State by 14. Ohio State over Maryland, too. Dayton Louisville also picked up wins.